By the principle of utility, Bentham said in 1789, is meant the principle which approves or disapproves of every action whatsoever according to the tendency which it appears to have to augment or diminish the happiness of the party whose interest is in question. Virtue is, indeed must be, self-centred. While there were people with great good fortune and many more with great ill fortune, the social problem was solved as long as, again in Bentham's words, there was the greatest good for the greatest number. Society did its best for the largest possible number of people. One accepted that the result might be sadly unpleasant for the many whose happiness was not served. In the 1830s, a new formula, influential in no slight degree to this day, became available for getting the poor off the public conscience. This is associated with the names of David Ricardo, a stockbroker, and Thomas Robert Malthus, a divine. The essentials are familiar. The poverty of the poor was the fault of the poor, and it was so because it was a product of their excessive fecundity. Their grievously uncontrolled lust caused them to breed up to the full limits of the available subsistence. This was Malthusianism. Poverty, being caused in the bed, meant that the rich were not responsible for either its creation or its amelioration. However, Malthus was himself not without a certain feeling of responsibility. He urged that the marriage ceremony contain a warning against undue and irresponsible sexual intercourse. A warning, it is fair to say, that has not been accepted as a fully effective method of birth control. In more recent times, Ronald Reagan has said that the best form of population control emerges from the market. Couples in love should repair to R.H. Mace's, not their bedrooms. Malthus, it must be said, was at least as relevant.